Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pacifica National Programming Committee. This is December 5th, 2021. The time is 12:50 Eastern Time. I'll call the roll. Wally James from KPFT. Wally, I do not hear you. Thomas O'Rourke from WPFW. Thomas, I do not hear you. Marianne Martinez from KPFT. Marianne, I do not hear you. Okay. Robert Payne from KPFK.
I'm here.
Robert Payne, present. And Lydia Ponce from KPFK.
Present.
Lydia, present. And Sharon Salam from WBAI.
I'm here.
Sharon, present. And Frank Sterling from KPFA. Frank, I do not hear you. Polina Vasilia from KPFK.
Present.
Polina, present.
There she is, present. Okay. What did I get mixed up?
Thomas, Tom Voorhees from KPFA. Tom, I do not hear you. Ralph Pointner from WBAI.
Ralph here.
Ralph, present. And Nancy Sidebar and Itomi, I'm here. We've got six out of 11 members. We've got quorum. Okay, good.
Hello, Lawrence. Reyes from KPFK is here, and I would like to flow whenever it's appropriate. Thank you.
Okay. We have a agenda. Can we I'll briefly explain the agenda. I'm sorry I'm so late in sending it out. Number one was to the motion for missing and murdered Indigenous women. It passed, but it was amended at the PNB level. And the version that was submitted to the PNB was a version that we had amended, and we had put MMIGR, Bills and Relatives. And this term is not well known. It's completely new. We made it up ourselves. And Lydia was late to that meeting. I think that was the last meeting when we passed it. And so she said more people know this term, MMIW. So I have posted the and sent to all of you the motion that she originally made with MMIW, and that the PNB does not have. And then hopefully we can pass, submit this to the PNB, and maybe if they do pass it, then it will supersede what they passed last week, last Thursday. That's my understanding of things. And let's see. The second thing is a motion. It's a draft. I mean,
Thomas,
I made this draft. Who's this? Thomas. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thomas is here. Okay, we got one.
Is there a
quorum? That's one. Yes, we have quorum. Okay, we're into the agenda now. So the second item would be I presented a rough draft that I made for missing, murdered Black women show for Black women, because we had discussed on November 21st that it would be better to have three different shows about missing Indigenous. The second show, Missing Black, and then the third, Missing Brown. And we have not, caught up with making motions for these, and we do need some more research, whereas Lydia's is, well completed. She's even got a community support team to oversee the content, whereas we need to get some groups, and I'm sure they're out there, Black Lives Matter or Alliance for Black Alliance for Peace, or I forgot what the name of that organization. There's lots of organizations out there. There must be.
That's
we need to do a little bit. Yes? Who's that?
No, I'm saying that's it. You got the right name.
Oh, I did. Okay. All right. And the third thing I put up.
Franklin's here too. Frank has joined.
Oh, Frank. Good. Okay. We've got quorum plus two. Wow. Okay.
Thomas to the stack.
Yes. Okay. I'm just explaining the agenda, tentative agenda. And the third thing is about the programming, local programming committee at each station. And we were working on that to improve the writing when we left off at the last meeting. And I'd like to know, what else did I put on there? Oh, yes, an environmental motion that Lydia presented, and she's presented a second one. I don't know if she could even go directly to the PMB with it, or, you know, let the committee weigh in on it. I hope I sent it. Did I send it to y'all? I'm not sure. If I did, I'll try to resend it again while we're discussing. And this is also from an indigenous viewpoint, and also it has a little like a like daily update, like maybe a short, you know, changing. Okay, so Lawrence Reyes is here from KPFK, and he's our only public today. Would you like to say something, Lawrence?
Yes, I would. But I heard Thomas ask for the second. Well, I did ask before Thomas, but I will give it to Thomas because I know he's a member of the committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Okay, Thomas, go ahead.
I will definitely
Lawrence,
like
Lawrence, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm a little late to it. Go ahead.
Thank you. So in regards to the motion that was amended at the PMB, we did put a notice in, a seven-day notice, to have that motion rescinded or reconsider, and to go back to the original motion that this committee presented on Thursday to the PMB. Now, and I'm just going to be honest and blunt because I'm a kid from Brooklyn. That's the way I roll. I'm just going to say this, and I don't want nobody to be offended. But Alice Steinberg, the chair of the committee, has mentioned that the chair of this committee cannot present any further at the PMB. And the way that has been practiced is that a director that sits on a committee could do the motivating and the presentation of the motions that come out of committees. Now, the messages and the motions that have been coming from the programming committee are very excellent motions, but the messenger is not the right messenger at this point because of the tendency of some people wanting to water something. Water the motions down, and the presentation that's coming from the committee is not being well received, right, if you will. So I just wanted to inform the committee about that we do have a notice for a meeting this coming Thursday in regards to the motion that Director Lydia Ponce from KPFK presented, and I am encouraged with the motion on addressing the plight and the suffering and the plundering that's happening in the Black African American community of our relatives in regards to that. But we want this motion, the amended motion that was amended, that came from this committee by some directors from KPFA and one from WPFW. We want that original motion to be heard again, and we believe that with the right presentation and the right messenger, that motion will be well received. So and you know I just want to inform you of that because I think that's very important, right? We're dealing with a lot of political winds, if you will, and so, you know, and as a PMB member, and Ralph is one, and Lydia is one as well, so it's Thomas O'Rourke, we count votes, right, in order to make things happen. And at this time, I'd like to ask the committee to have that practice where directors that sit on these committees present the reports, because at this point, because of the way the meeting turned out and the disruptions and stuff like that, the chair has made a decision for this program committee chair not to further present any motions. So anyway, that's all I have for that. Maybe later on I'll I have some additional information. Thank you.
Sharon, Salam said it's back.
Go ahead, Sharon.
You know, I just want to be clear in terms of what it is you're saying, and that is that the person that's representing this group, this body, the programming committee, cannot present things before the PNB, that we need to find a PNB person who's going to present it for
well,
us. Is that what you're saying?
If I could answer that real quickly, Nancy, the path is,
go ahead.
Is that directors from the PNB that sit on these committees usually present the reports or the motions that come out of the committee. It has been, allowed for, like on the elections committee, the secretary, with permission, I have brought her in to provide reports from the elections committee with me backing her up. But with the way the PNB meeting went this past Thursday, where your chair had difficulties, if you will, had challenges, and you know we were fighting with the programming committee to pass these motions, but the practice is going back for directors of these committees to present and motivate the motions and provide the reports.
Now, when you say the practice is going back for the chair of the committee, exactly who is the chair of the committee?
The chair of the committee for this committee is Nancy. And Nancy was shut down quite a few times, and then she interrupted quite a few times. And so she lost her standing. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is...
She lost her standing?
Right. What I'm saying is that the message is powerful. And it's the messenger that they're looking at, and they're shutting her down. So that's why it's going to go back to directors of committees presenting these motions. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay, so for this committee here, who is the director?
Well, you have three, as far as I know. And you have four. You have Thomas from KPFA. You have Wally from KPFT. You have Ralph from WBAI. You have Lydia from KPFK. Thomas O'Rourke from WPFW. Yeah.
You also have Wally James.
Yeah, I mentioned Wally James.
Okay, I understand that part. I still don't understand what was wrong with Nancy. You said they attacked her or whatever.
She attacked them too. So it was a two-way street, and that's when the committee report just was not well reflected, and we lost a lot of votes that we would have had if there was a different messenger. And I believe that that if you keep the same messenger, you're going to get the same results.
No, Ralph here, if I may.
Yes. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yes. This is certainly a high-charged issue that brings out situations that must be dealt with. And this is the first issue that, in my memory, where everyone is right. I, being a person of color, I'm very interested and concerned about what is happening in the black community to women of color, to children, to the community at large. And to cut to the chase, I say, and this was my argument for my vote, the way I voted, that we do this together, in that we cannot use the oppressors' dynamic to free ourselves from oppression. And the oppressor's dynamic is that we are all separate organizations, but I look at history and we are one as oppressed people, oppressed white women in the coal mines oppressed ex-slaves, oppressed indigenous people. And as the first speaker before the meeting was open mentioned, on Turtle Island, she left out Brazil and south of Brazil. It's the same story. But, as Lawrence pointed out, for this program, for Pacifica, for WBAI, for the Pacifica organization, the indigenous people have gotten short shrift. And for that reason, and that reason only, I would change my vote. Say, okay, let us continue with the oppressor's program of having us all as different people, forgetting the vanguard that I like to say I'm a part of, and say, well, in this situation, there is much hurt. The pain continues on all sides. And so I'm going to clearly state, I change my vote due to Lawrence's presentation of the reality that the indigenous folk have been given short shrift on Pacifica, and we have to make up for that. And we as organizers will continue our struggle for all indigenous people, indigenous women, highlighted just as we highlight Black History Month. Let us highlight indigenous women's plight, because it does affect us all. As the late Lynn Stewart said, they will poison the water we drink, the air that we breathe, the very earth itself. And the indigenous people are out front in this struggle. So therefore, I give up my position that as a vanguard, we must stick together, we must put the issues together. I give up on that for now, for Pacifica, for the reason that, as Lawrence quoted, Pacifica has given the indigenous people short shrift, and we must move forward, and as the vanguard, we will move forward with justice. But in this instance, I am sorry if I'm repeating myself, and I'm trying to make a point. We have to give up on the other positions to support the rights and the life of indigenous people. Thank you for listening. Much appreciated. I'm driving through the Adirondacks. My signal will go in and out, but I'm with you and I'm listening. Thank you so very much. I love being on this committee.
Thomas to the stack.
Yes, Thomas. Thank you, Ralph. Thomas.
Lady S to the stack.
Who's here?
Okay.
I wrote an email 2 hours ago or something and sent it to the committee. Does anyone have a chance to look at it?
No.
Yes.
Didn't the motion pass with the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. We have permission to start a production team focused on Native and Indigenous issues, of which missing and murdered Indigenous women will be a main center of attention. Adding Black and Brown women to that core target in terms of coverage, I don't think is much of a stretch. I mean, it's different, but I think what I read from Nancy made it sound like you're going to write three motions to create three different shows and I think one show needs to be got off the ground, focusing on Indigenous and women of color. And also other issues, not just, when they're missing. And obviously the focus will be Indigenous, but I think we also have a chance to gain some alliances by focusing on when we have a story. of, you know, missing Latina women, you know, the murdered women along the, you know, the southern border, the Maculadora murders of years ago, that, you know, people, women being found dead in the desert after they left their job at the assembly factory. That's an issue, and they're not just Mexicans, but, you know, a lot of them were Mexican nationals, not Americans. So, you know, of course, it didn't get a lot of play on this side of the border, though everyone was aware of it. So I think we won, folks, and I think there's a lot of people who just want to argue. You know, I don't know what we're standing on. If there's a principle here, we should be as inclusive as we've been instructed, and take and call it a victory and get started. Honestly, Lydia, is Lydia on the call?
Yes, I'm on the call.
I hope, if you didn't see my email, I hope you can see the reasoning. We should get this production team started. It will have its original focus plus an additional mission or an additional area. And like I said in my email, we can, you know, I'm sure you can get a volunteer producer who knows more about that those issues than maybe the indigenous core of the team. So add them to it.
Okay, well,
and
I,
you know,
I
think we won, and I think we're trying to convince ourselves we didn't. And I think this argument does not need to be belabored. And I'd say this also, Lawrence, I wish Alex had written to Nancy directly. I know you're on the committee, and that's fine. You know, I heard the message, and you know, he should have the if he's going to make a ruling like that, he should put it in writing and send it to her. That, you know, because as you pointed out, your election committee isn't Jeanine Roan, isn't she the chair of the committee, or are you?
Yeah, Thomas, I think you're being a little too naive in regards to production teams and the producer.
Well,
and all
I don't think I'm being naive.
I get permission.
May I
get permission all the time for Jeanine to present.
May I respond? I was on staff.
Wait. Let Thomas finish.
Yes, I'm finished. I think we have a victory, and we're not actually recognizing it, and we should get to work, or at least, you know, get started. Call out the program directors to have a national meeting of, and get Lydia's people on that meeting, and ask them to get anyone else from the other, you know, John Kane or whoever else does indigenous programming within Pacifica, and invite them and get started. And then also, you know, and mention the missing women of color. But I don't see a whole program being devoted to one group of missing women. I mean, by that I mean a show. I mean, an individual episode, a program. All right, I'll shut up.
Could anybody who's not speaking, could you mute your phone, please?
Who's next?
Next would be Lydia.
Okay.
Mute your phone.
I'm at an event that I planned 3 months ago.
Okay.
You know, having shows, having meetings every Sunday. You know, it's sad if you can't get a quorum on any one Sunday, to pinpoint one Sunday when everybody's available. I have a Chicano Santa Claus about to take off. We have about 60, 70 lowriders. And so I'm sorry. I apologize if this is noisy, but I'm going to step to the back in the alley. Because, anyway, here's my point. When I say indigenous women, I do mean globally. Wherever the local radio station is, sits, wherever that radio signal is, it's stolen indigenous land. We want to include the global missing and murdered indigenous women. So if you don't see them, Mr. O'Rourke, if you don't see them, whoever spoke before me, it's because that's the point. We have been invisible. These stories have been collecting dust, and the bodies never recovered. The families do not have closure. The tribal people are missing their loved ones. And I say Canada and divided states of America and Mexico, because that's Turtle Island, always including the missing and murdered indigenous women, Mexico, Central and South America, the islands, Philippines, anywhere there's indigenous women and the extractive industries of these divided states of America and Canada and Britain and UK who have profited off of these lands, off of the resources and materials. It's easy to dispose of us, the women, the indigenous women, in the last 500 years because of what colonial profits desire. How much? I don't know. I just recently sent an email to everyone in regards to Wet'suwet'en in Canada as an example of the RCMP breaking down the door, and from the inside it's being filmed as the women are grabbed and taken away and arrested. And the dogs are fighting with the dogs that were on the land. And we're talking about breaking treaty rights in 2021, okay? And I'm not saying that it's incorrect what you're saying. I'm just saying that it's not well-researched. We have been putting together MMIW since 2010, 2011, with the movement of Idle No More, five women from Canada, to honor all the lives globally is to report on them. So we would do a local report, be it Southern California. KPFA can do one in Northern California. But we can always extend that globally to reach our relatives across these waters, okay? It should always include the prophecies of the eagle and the condor. Why? Because that just denotes a simple northern and southern relationship, all four directions, north, south, west. It doesn't mean that we don't know any better. It just means that we all have to share the learning. And the fact that indigenous women have nothing reported on them consistently means that they're going to continue to be missing and murdered. Much to what you say is the reason why we need to have our own standalone program, because it is related to the blunder and the plunder that causes ecocide, terricide, femicide, and genocide. We can't keep these killing machines, the corporate profits globally, to keep these entities happy at the cost and expense of our lives. So much to what you're saying, it's true, because you just don't see them, and you may not see the need because we're invisible. And that motion that was amended watered down and erased our intention and our breath. It erased us further. It's not because we don't want people to join in our strife, in our crisis. It's because we don't want anyone missing and murdered. But we have to put the story first of indigenous women, of indigenous people, because we are the stewards of this land. The treaties have been broken last week for the people of Wet'suwet'en. So how do we combat that? We combat that with the second motion that is much akin, like a left and right arm is needed, like two left, right and a left leg to walk. We need to see what the second motion is. It means indigenous people report on environmental impact globally and locally, because we can then assert the rights of the Indian people who have made themselves meek and small and continue to be erased by virtue of these profits, these profit machines. So it's not because we're separatists. It's not because we're trying to be ethnocentric. It's not because of any of that. It's because we have been erased from the beginning, and this puts a little bit of light. And if you don't know that there's enough programming, there's enough stories, enough interviews, there are women creating the database now. They created their own nonprofit. And we're talking about not having a Jane Doe or a John Doe found, and they're typically listed where they're found as black or white. They're never listed as indigenous. So there's no database. There's no statistics. And that's how it is when you fill out an application right now, be it health, be it support, be it any kind of social structure, when you're trying to request. Everybody thinks that, and they romanticize what an Indian is, and that we get free money and free gas, and that we have casinos, and that's not true. Nothing further from the truth can be expressed right here. So I'm not going to take up more time. I'm not defending my point of view. I'm just saying I'm inviting you. I'm calling everyone in to this momentum of doing something specific for indigenous people. we have nothing on the radio, but once in a while we have 30 days out of the month, and that's it. We go back to being invisible, and people romanticize and think that they're honoring us by wearing headdresses and you know, co-opting our ceremonies. So
who's on the call?
I invite you in, and I hope I am not misunderstood. I hope you understand. I am striving to be understood because I have a woman that's missing here in Santa Monica, Lastine and El Monte. 2 years she was missing, and her people are in Cheyenne River, and they just learned 2 months ago that she's missing because she's missing, not because she was on a drug bender. And those stories are right now. And we don't have an avenue to make us more important than a 30-minute show, a 45-minute show, whatever it is. Please make it important enough to hear that we need something, and we can whittle it and change it to what it needs to be to make it fit, to honor these lives and honor the people, to honor everyone. And the same expectations would be for all women of color. I'm just trying to make sure that you can tie it back to the environment and to this crisis of environmental crisis, the global warming. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears, and thank you for your heart.
Okay. I think the next person on the was Lawrence and then Sue.
And Sharon. Right?
And Sharon. Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Well, thank you. You know, I was the maker of a motion to have a COVID-19 programming by creating a task force. Nano Polina's here, and she could speak to that. And, you know, so the whole idea that we could just get, you know, pick a programmer to start putting this together, that's very naive. Because it took us about, and Polina could correct me if I'm wrong, it took us about 7 months of consistent meetings with members throughout the network to finally put a COVID race and democracy show together that will reflect the whole network, right? So the whole idea that this will be easy and all of that, I'm sorry to say to my comrade Thomas, that's a very naive perspective, because that is not the way it happens here. As you already see, there's already so much pushback with this whole idea of being able to finally to highlight the plight of indigenous people, the very first people, very first contact people to experience the genocide. And I want to remind everybody that this nation was stolen from indigenous people and was built by stolen people. And that's a fact. That's a historical fact. So the nation was stolen by the European settlers, was built by our African relatives that were stolen from their own continent, from Chinese people, and other people of color. So the whole idea of being able to finally highlight what's really going on in Indian country, and when I say Indian country, I mean American Indian country, of the total disrespect, the rendering of invincibility to our indigenous relatives. So the whole idea of being able to finally put something together. And Lydia has done most of the legwork. She has networks that are ready to step in and to start programming, to start creating the collage of programming throughout the hemisphere. And when I say indigenous, I mean hemispherically indigenous people. And I include my people that I'm a descendant from, the Taino Arakwa people of the Caribbean islands, that still live throughout the Caribbean islands. So the whole idea of romanticizing, you know, these martyrs, our ancestors, is a total disrespect that the imperialists and the capitalists want to continue to plunder the lands, extract our natural resources, from our land, build these pipelines, and then for these settlers to continue to kidnap and murder our people, and again render them invincible. And Lydia is completely correct. There is no database. As you saw, the European descent young lady that disappeared, and how that became a manhunt, right? For lack of a better word, a manhunt, and how the media highlighted her disappearance and her eventual murder. But the epidemic of a missing indigenous woman and black woman and brown woman and the children that have been kidnapped and caged and have disappeared, it really just highlights the need for us to get behind this motion and to rescind the amended motion, and then introduce the other two motions, because it's not bifurcating, it's mitigating this whole capitalist imperative, that the narrative that they've been pushing, that the settlers have been pushing for over 500 years. So again, let's not be naive. I mean, this isn't going to get off the ground right away, as Paulina could speak to the labor of love that we engaged in creating Covert Race and Democracy, which is now an excellent national show. So I just want to share that, and I implore you to get behind the message and provide an effective messenger to deliver that message. Thank you.
Okay. Sue, Paulina has to leave very soon. Could she go in front of you?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Paulina, go ahead. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you. very briefly, because I do have to run into the point, I spoke with the interim executive director, with Lydia, about this, and she says she's ready to work with the team, the indigenous-led team, and to engage the BD, the Tetra, organize and give her support, right? So her questions were more about, well, you know, which stage of production are you on? Are you at the same stage where you were with the COVID Race and Democracy, where, you know, producers were working together, and they were, as Lawrence described very well, that took some time. So Lydia, pretty much, my impression is she's very supportive of the indigenous-led project, whatever it comes out to be. But question is details, and so I'm kind of with Thomas. I didn't hear Thomas say that the indigenous missing murdered indigenous women shouldn't be the focus. But rather that that's the project that can later have producers to expand connections with the all inclusive, right, women of color. With many, you know, with always led by the community that Lydia was talking about, and the four directions and all of that, the eagle and the condor, absolutely. I don't think there's an ideological difference here. It's more about what's the next step, and I think that even though there has been a lot of pushback at Pacifica sometimes against national programming, there isn't. The soil is fertile right now, I believe, and it's the time to do it. But do we have three teams? You know, do we already have a team for missing and murdered black women, or missing and murdered brown women? You know, the other two motions that Nancy was mentioning. I'm not sure that I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that maybe we're miring ourselves in unnecessary ideological differences. Thank you.
Sue. Thank you, Paulina. Sue?
It sounds like Lydia Ponce wants to, is desirous and ready to lead this project. And she has at least one assistant. And that's what it takes to start a good show, a good program. And and to start a good collective, if that's the way it goes. And one thing is sex trafficking of women. And that happens to a lot of women, and it's a undercovered big story that we need to get out. And the first people who come in and start working on a particular show on Indigenous women or whatever, then that's what goes on the show. If other people come up with good program proposals, it's like a curriculum. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you, Sue. I have to ask a question. Did I hear Marianne Martinez's voice? Is she here today?
No, Sharon. Sharon, Chair. It was Sharon. That's what it's that.
No, I mean, somebody asked, is Wally here? Marianne, are you here? Okay, she's not here. All right. Go ahead, Sharon. Sharon?
Well, I can see that there are some, you know, problems somewhere with how it's being produced or whatever, I put before the general population, because I remember years ago when my son's case happened, and they were accused of assaulting this white woman in Central Park. That was a black woman, African American woman, who had been sexually assaulted and thrown off a roof. And all we heard was about the white woman, the white woman. And when it comes to that type of situation, there's a white privilege that goes along with being white that transgresses over all other kind of women. Now, it would be possibly a good idea if we could figure out a way to talk about the Native American women and other women as part of the same piece, so that we have a coming together of women who have this issue. Because I know in our community, oftentimes, when we hear about these things on Facebook, it's always given a kind of a sense of how the person that's missing ran off, wants to be missing. So nobody looks for the child that's missing or the woman who's missing. So we have all kind of stuff involved in it. Not being Native American, I'm not sure of all the issues related to what's being said or not said about them. But as a woman, I can imagine they're very similar to what's being said about black women, about Hispanic women, and other types of women who fall under the radar and who are not being looked for. Now, if we're saying that there's an epidemic in this community, maybe we can approach it from the sense of saying, when we put out the information regarding the show, is that this show is about women, all women, but right now we're discussing an epidemic that's going on unknown within the Native American community about a particular type of women, and then talk about other things, because you can always tie it together in a way if you have the statistics that show the ravaging of women in general. You can tie it away, but this particular show, you could say, is on this aspect. If you want to break it down into something, or if you want to break it, let's say if you have an hour show and you want to break 15 minutes on this, 15 on that, and so forth, you can break it down that way. But, you know, I do feel it's a very important show. I feel that we are all having these issues with this show, and the prime time for this show is right now, because we do have this Goslin case that's going on where they was trafficking white women. So we have a moment in time that people might be ready to hear this. because stuff is happening around it that would make it understandable for them. And they can see themselves being caught up in these types of situations because it's happening to white women as well, but it's not happening on the same scale, and the white women are definitely going to be looked for if they go missing. Because even though they sex trafficked those the women in that case that they're talking about on the news, they sent them home after they finished threatening them and doing whatever else they was going to do. They sent them home until they needed them again, and then they would come and get them. So it wasn't like you would think that they are really missing, even though they're missing. They're in a situation where they don't want to be in. They're being traumatized. They're being assaulted. They're being raped. But they're still women. We need to figure out how we can come together as women who have these issues. That's it for me right now.
Thank you, Sharon. Is there anyone else? One member sent me an email saying the training of these communities or these programmers, we could do a little more detailed suggestions, maybe when Lydia presents this motion again. And the time limits of December doing one show and then January on a regular basis, that can be perhaps changed, maybe to some of the wording, like as soon as possible after many preliminary discussions and meetings and agreements. I would think that might be a suggestion to consider.
Sue Stack.
Go ahead, Sue.
The PNV used all the detail specifying who would do what and when. They ditched that. They used that as an excuse to change the motion because it had all this detail, and they just threw it out. Thank you.
Okay.
Paulina, to the staff.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Sue, I think you're referring to a different motion, not the one we're discussing.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about the
environmental. Maybe.
Lawrence, to the staff.
African American Heritage one.
Lawrence?
Still.
Yeah, I think what Sue's are referring to, and Paulina's correct. It's it was a different motion. The one that we noticed to be reconsidered and then to be heard in its original form is the motion that was originally presented on Thursday for the MMIW issue.
I have a question, Paulina. The motion that I sent you about MMIWGR, isn't that correct? That's the one I sent you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is not what the maker of the motion wanted, but, you know, that's what the committee decided and voted on. But the maker of the motion can change it, and this committee can change it back to the original without the without the GR, just missing, murdered Indigenous women. Then I think all parties are happy. The maker of the motion is that was the intent, and that term is well known within the Indigenous family. They've been working on it as Lydia Ponce pointed out since 2010-11 with that name. So it's a very minor change, and I think the big problem was when this was when I presented this Thursday night, one director from WPFW said, well, what about black women? And and he had the floor, and I interrupted, and I said, we are also making a motion for black women's show for black women and for brown women that are missing and murdered. Anyway, I interrupted. I should not have. I should have asked for the four, but I did ask for the four, but I couldn't get it, you know. So I did interrupt. Interrupted later, too. I said, during the Black History, we had another motion. Anyway, that was watered down, too, in my opinion. Go ahead. Who was that? Was that Lawrence?
Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The motion that that is going to be reconsidered is the motion that was amended. So that's what we did in noticing the meeting. So I don't think the committee right now has standing to do anything in regards to that. I mean, you could present another motion, but the motion that we're going to address at the meeting on Thursday is the motion that was noticed, the motion that was amended to be reconsidered and then to probably rescind and go back to the original motion. So I would definitely suggest that the committee not go there. Let us put up the fight to see if we could have the motion reconsidered in its original form. And then let's try to gain a victory. Because I think that's the most important thing. As Paulina said, I be completely open to this. The fact that Lydia has a collective out there. Some indigenous organizations that have standing in the indigenous nation. So I just think that we shouldn't alter that. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Has it been decided who is going to be presenting if this goes back?
Well, Lydia is
our committee, huh?
I think it should be Lydia because she's the director, and she's one of the movers and shakers of this whole idea, right? So, and she's the one that noticed. She's the one that noticed. We provided a special notice with Dwayne Lark as one of the directors, you know, because it takes few directors to call a special meeting. I signed on. Dwayne Lark signed on. I'm sure Ralph and Thomas will probably sign on as well. And if Thomas Voorhees was with us, he's experiencing some medical issues right now. He would be on board. Mm-hmm.
So no, but nobody has spoken with her to find out if there's a possibility.
Who's that?
That she.
Lydia Ponce. She's the one that's going to motivate and present.
I'm listening, and I'm respectfully listening and taking down some notes to make sure that I take your concerns into great consideration and be inclusive of these, and we can further discuss these when we have a meeting. National Indigenous Oversight Committee Task Force. It's a task force, and everyone's invited. So I'll make sure that it's well notified, and it's not going to be. It's a task force, so it doesn't require a quorum. It's just a community space for us to be together and to share our concerns.
Okay, Lydia. Agree or disagree. Have Lydia present this, the original motion that was sent to the PMB. But she also, as a director, and any director, can make an amendment to it that the GR be dropped off and just MMIW, which is well known within the indigenous family. I think she has the right to do that. And I think the community would rather have that the term they're used to. I still think she has a right to have something ready, and she already has the motion with the without the GR, just MMIW. It's not that big of a change. Thank you. Okay.
Well, GR stands for what?
Girls and Relatives.
Thank you.
So this is what we made up from two committee members contributed thinking they should add. But Lydia was not present during that meeting, and I don't know if the indigenous people would like that or not. She heard later and thought it should not be have been changed. So anyway, so she has a version already prepared without GR. I mean, she can just boom and tell them I'd like to amend that. Just change two letters, take off if she wants. I think she has that right. And this committee has a right to make another, to promote that, to pass that original and just say, well, this supersedes whatever was done before. Just to make it in the most easiest way, probably it'd be which way you want to go. The committee wants to do it or the leave it to one of the directors to amend it. I understand what Lawrence is saying because they already put this on the agenda, and that's fine. But it can always be amended later.
Sue Stack.
Yes, Sue.
I like the relatives part because if a young person is disappeared, it's their mother mainly who has to bear the brunt of it. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Paulina,
Yes, Paulina.
I believe that it's not in order for this committee to pass yet another motion to confuse the procedure. I think that the directors know what they're doing, and we should leave it up to them, as we have noticed. And it's really not in the committee's hands anymore, I would say. I don't see why we should come in again as committee. It's at the PMB level. It's there already, so I would say we should move on to other issues.
I agree.
Is there any objection? Okay. No objection. So the second motion is... it's a rough draft that I made up, and I sent about a show for missing and murdered Black, but it is missing the community support or oversight. It's missing names of groups. You know, Ralph said that the Alliance for a Black Alliance for Peace would be a good organization. I just found out about this organization about 3 months ago or so, and. The head spokesman, I cannot remember the name. He was the vice presidential candidate, I think, of the Green Party.
Barack.
Jamal Baraka, presidential candidate.
Thank you. Okay.
Vice presidential candidate. Vice presidential candidate with Jill Stein. That's right.
Jill Stein, yeah. Anyway, so this I sent it to the committee, and it's a rough draft now. But we need to put a little bit more research into it, like the indigenous family has done. They've even and they need to start working together. We need to even seek out the Black programmers of our five stations that are interested in this as well, because it would be a collective. And also a national collective on both shows. Is it going to include affiliates like the COVID Race and Democracy is doing? That would be more inclusive if you were able to include affiliates as well. Anyway.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sue. All right. So has anyone had time to look at that, or shall I read it? Let's see, another person from this committee. Yes, femicide is an has an old ancient history. That's true. And it doesn't matter what color being blonde and blue-eyed and be, you know, murdered and missing. That's absolutely right. Okay.